Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, with Sonny Perdue talking foot and mouth disease and more.
The Hustler Fast Track mower is built strong so you can mow like a pro. The Hustler Fast Track is built for demanding properties and demanding homeowners in 48, 54, and 60-inch decks. Hustler's Fast Track Premium Zero Turn mowers are designed for the homeowner who wants the very best. And right now, you can save $500 off all three sizes. That's $500 off today. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com for your new Fast Track. Hustler, they're fun to run.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
The House Agriculture Committee holding a hearing featuring the comments of Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. A wide variety of issues were covered, including several of interest to the livestock, cattle, hog industries, and we got a Sonnyism along the way when it came to disease prevention and livestock.
I think it's wise, obviously. Sometimes, I guess, the saying we'd have in Georgia, when the mules are out the gate, it's just too late to close the gate. So you don't get that opportunity after an outbreak has occurred. So I think you all are wise in considering a vaccine bank, whether it's foot and mouth disease, whether it's high path avian influenza.
Both the cattle industry and the pork industry very interested in a vaccine bank, especially for foot and mouth disease. Later in the hearing, Iowa Congressman Steve King asked the secretary about his thoughts on a vaccine bank specifically for foot and mouth disease.
Well, as a veterinarian, I obviously understand the benefit of vaccination and the fact that we cannot psychologically afford even a foot and mouth disease scare here at all. We saw what BSE did to us, and we've talked about that earlier, but I look at vaccine banks as insurance. You can't have your house burned down and take out insurance after the fact and it pay off. You got to have vaccines, and you got to have a vaccine availability ahead of the time. So I look at it as a wise insurance program.
I know there have been some estimates out there on what kind of a cost it might be if we have an outbreak of FMD.
I don't have any numbers right there, but I would use kind of the commercial. I think it would be the antithesis of priceless.
Secretary Perdue liking the idea of a vaccine bank to guard against an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in this country. Another issue that the cattle industry is very interested in, obviously, trade, trying to sell more beef overseas. And the secretary told the House Ag Committee he is all in on the idea of an undersecretary of trade on his staff helping sell U.S. farm products overseas.
My opinion is that people do business with people, and I wanted someone every day that woke up with that on their mind. Where can I go to sell United States agricultural products around the world? Who's hungry? Who will buy? How can we do the deal? Now, our role at USDA is to provide the expertise, the content to the Secretary of Commerce, Secretary Ross, and to our new trade representative, Mr. Lighthizer, in order to be a triumvirate of sales. Secretary of Commerce has a broader portfolio than we do at USDA, but that's the blending of trade. You do what you do well, and we sell you what we do well. So I've been very impressed with Secretary Ross and his really sinking his teeth into ag issues and ag products there. And we're very pleased with the progress we've made so far. So we believe the Secretary of Trade will be on everyone's front door as often as can be. This guy's going to be a million-mile flyer around the world to be there in person, because we know that foreign interests love to see you in person. It's an honor for them, for us to come to their doorstep and call on them and say, here's my card, we want to do the deal. And that's important. We can do conference calls, we can do videos, but the presence is important.
Secretary Sonny Perdue. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.